Welcome to the Play Your Way podcast. I am your host, Brian Miller.
And I am your other host, Ethan Mace.
And today is episode 20, Games We Want Revived or Games We Want Brought Back. Before we dive deep into this topic, let's go ahead and talk about our socials. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at PYW Podcast, Instagram at The PYW Podcast, and Twitch at Playing Your Way. That is playing ing your way, all one word. All right, let's talk about this topic. It's a fun one, especially because 2 days ago, a series that we never thought and the fans never thought would be brought back has arrived, and that is new Pokemon Snap. It's been 20 years, and 2 days ago of this recording, the game's been released. So game revivals can happen.
Yes.
Out of nowhere, they can happen. So let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so there's a few out there that we want brought back, and on my end, all the ones I'm going to talk about, I have not played, and you might be like, well, why are you talking about them? Well, that's the reason why I want them brought back, just for easier accessibility. Would love to see it, whether it's on the Switch or a new console and modernized, to really get that first experience with a brand new remaster, revival. Right. So I'm coming from that point, but let's go ahead and let's jump into it. I have six, so I'll go ahead and start first. And okay. This is one we've talked about recently, and a lot of people have been talking about recently because the ex-Nintendo designer of this series recently said it's not dead, but we need a grandiose idea in order to bring this back, which I know there's controversy on that end, but right. F-Zero.
Yeah, I have never played one myself either, but the concept has always intrigued me. I am interested in playing it at some point. I don't agree with that sentiment either. I don't think the game needs like a brand
right.
grand idea or anything. Like, it's a racing game. And there's, other than Mario Kart, there really isn't that many racing games on the Switch, you know?
No. There's not.
And this is something outside that universe, so it's just kind of fresh in general. I mean, I kind of think they're overthinking this a little bit. I'll also talk about that that concept of grand ideas once I get to something later on my list, but it's weird that that's kind of the mindset that they're coming at with it.
It is, because if you think about it too, this is the perfect time to bring back a series. One, they did it with Pokemon Snap, so clearly, like,
right.
You know, and from what I've been hearing, they didn't bring any, you know, this grand idea to new Pokemon Snap. They took what was originally game, yeah. there and enhanced it and brought what fans love and enhanced it a little bit. There's, you know, it's not a grand idea. You would think with the popularity of the Switch, it is booming with sales, and the popularity of Smash Bros. Ultimate, where a lot of newcomers, like me included, new to the Smash Bros. Community and the game in general, where I'm learning a lot of these characters and where they come from. Captain Falcon being one of them.
Right.
Come on, bring it back. This is like, you're not losing. Like, you can just, you're not going to make a bad game. Fingers crossed, right? Like, it's possible, but.
I mean, if they just did what they had done before, that's all what people right. want. They just want a modern version of that. I don't know how you could mess that. I mean, it's possible. I just don't know how you would mess that up, you know?
For sure. And someone who has not played this game, but have, you know, I've seen, especially the GameCube one, GX, which I've heard is, you know, that's the fan favorite, looks phenomenal. I have played a little bit of Wipeout on the PSP, which is basically Sony's version of F-Zero, kind of, for that racing. And I love that style of racing where it's super fast. You got these, you know, basically spaceships, and it's fun. Switch would be the fantastic console for it. Would love to see it. I mean, I really would. I haven't seen too much gameplay from the Game Boy F-Zero games. I would love to kind of check those out to see what those are about. I don't hear too much about the Game Boy ones, but we would love to see it. Bring it back. And it's one of those games where it's a nice break game. And what I mean by that is, you know, both of us are really big RPG fans. We spend a lot of time on those because they're time consuming. Even, you know, the action platformers that are out there and just kind of more story based. It's nice to kind of take a break. You know what? I just played the 60-hour story based JRPG. Let's play some F-Zero. Let's play some racing. games and just kind of take a break. I mean, Mario Kart's like that for me. Smash Bros. Is kind of like that sometimes. Mario Party. So it's definitely one of those, you know, nice breaks from the norm. We want it back, bring it back, and let's be honest, I have a good feeling that it'll come back eventually. When that will be, what it will look like, I don't know. People are also talking about F-Zero when they bring it back, that, you know, they're probably not going to, it's not actually going to be a racing game. They want to try to make it into something different.
That would just, upset people.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yes, that would upset people so much.
Now, I say play around with that. After you brought back a new one,
you could make a spinoff game, but you got to give people another mainline game first.
Right, for sure. All right, let's move on to you. What's the first one you want to see brought back?
So for me, I want to see the Metal Gear series come back. It's been a while since Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain came out, and there definitely hasn't been another one that came out after that since. That definitely didn't happen, and we won't talk about it. But yeah, I mean, like, even like 5, 5 didn't even get to be finished before they threw it out the door. I know, it was such a weird thing, and it's still a really good game. It's just not a finished game.
What console is it on?
One, PS4, okay. You know, stuff like that.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't hear that game being talked about ever, really.
I love it. I mean, a lot of the issues that I had with, like, Metal Gear was just, like, how clunky it would feel at times. 5 doesn't really feel clunky to me whenever I play it. It kind of feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Konami games that could come back, you know, that they just stopped making games, like Silent Hill and Castlevania.
True.
There's a lot of them, but yeah, I haven't really played those too much, so I can't say a whole ton about them. I'm sure it'd be nice to see them come back, but I mean, Metal Gear is just fun. I just enjoy it a lot, and you know, you're hearing rumors like there might be a remake that could come out for the first, it wasn't first Solid game, and that'd be good. I really want to see that, but you know, until we get to that point, yeah, this is all we have. So yeah, I want to see that come back.
I absolutely know nothing about the Metal Gear series except for, you know, the genre of it, as well as the creator. Obviously, he's, you know,
I mean, Kojima
is, a legend, but I don't know too much about it. I've had my eye on the GameCube one because people talk about it, but at the same time, like, I watched the gameplay, and I'm like, I don't know if it's for me, you know, and I should be hesitant to say that because those Metal Gear fans are very, very like, what? This thing is a classic. It's, you play it now.
They're good games. Now, like, I mean, like, the older ones are can be dated, you know, for their times. I mean, they're clunky, but I mean, I like them. They have a certain charm to them that just keep them entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, I'll move on to my next one, which I've talked about recently, and that's Wario Land / Wario World. More so Wario World, which was originally on the GameCube. And the reason why I prefer Wario World is because it's more of a 3D action adventure rather than like a 2D platformer, which I'm not the biggest fan of platformers. I'm not the biggest fan of 2D games, but Wario World is something I would like to see, maybe Wario World 2. I would even be okay with kind of like a remake or like a remaster of Wario World on the GameCube brought over to the Switch, just to kind of enjoy it there. But yeah, you know, I've talked about recently in one of our, you know, side character episodes where Wario's an interesting character. Awesome that he has a game of his own. I want to check those games out, basically, you know?
Yeah. I know you've had an interest in those for a good while.
Yeah.
You're hitting a lot of stuff I haven't really played. It's pretty unique. Yeah, I don't ever played a game just focused on Wario, but they do seem interesting,
for sure. And you might be like, well, what about Smooth Moves and WarioWare? Bring it to the Switch, which I've heard.
Yeah,
I've heard
they that should case. Do that too. But
for sure. My wife Nikki, she loves Smooth Moves on the Wii, and I love the cover art for it. Never really played it, but I can see that being a wacky, pretty fun, you know, party game though. I know they have their odds and, you know, things in that game, but bring it over. I would check it out, but I'm more focused on the Wario World.
Yeah, I agree. So for me, my next game that I would love to see come back is Left 4 Dead specifically, just go ahead and give me Left 4 Dead 3, though. I'm pretty sure they were working on it and it got canceled, and it's a bit of a sad thing if that's truly the case. But I mean, Left 4 Dead 2 is still awesome. Like, mm-hmm. if I had people to play with, like if I had a group, I'd still, you know, get on and play it. It's right. I mean, the gameplay just holds up. I mean, it's so good. A lot of games have come along and tried to emulate the style of it. Now, they just don't feel just quite the same, you know? There's just something they're missing about them. Right. But yeah, man, I really, really would love to see Left 4 Dead 3 happen.
For sure. I played a tiny bit back in my 360 days, and I kind of felt the same way then. I kind of feel the same way now. I'm not the biggest zombie person when it comes to that setting. I mean, I'm a big fan of Call of Duty, and I, even back in the Black Ops days, I had no fun with the zombies in right. Black Ops, which a lot of people really love zombies, and I know it's completely different in a way. It's kind of repetitive for me, but I remember, you know, trying it out back then because it was super popular. I mean, the cover art is very vivid in my mind because I saw it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everyone was playing it, which is a testament to,
you know, how good
the game was. Not really for me, but I can definitely see people wanting to bring that series back.
I wouldn't necessarily want this, but like the enemies didn't even have to be zombies. It could have been like aliens or something. Sure. And like the gameplay itself still would have felt great, you know? And
right.
But you know, they did go with zombies and I think it worked really well. Like I said, it's a series that needs to come back. I don't know why Valve likes to do away with these really, really fun and good games.
Yeah, and I know those who are listening are probably like, are you going to talk about the spiritual successor that has been announced and is supposed to be coming out? And I don't know too much about the series, that game, or even Left 4 Dead, so I can't really talk about it. You might be able to talk about it a little bit more, but there's that-ish.
It doesn't count to me, though. Like,
yeah.
We'll see. I don't know a whole ton about it. If it's good, you know, I'll definitely get in there and play it, but... Yeah, I want Left 4 Dead. You know, that's what I want. I don't want, like, something else coming along and trying to replace it, you know? I want more of that.
And you're not expecting this spiritual successor, which I should have gotten the name for, but...
It's called Back 4 Blood or something like that. Yeah, that's right.
You're not expecting kind of the same gameplay and feel of Left 4 Dead? You're kind of expecting something different?
I think they're going to try to emulate it, like all of these other games that have tried to do afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, it may work. It may be good. But, you know, I just don't know. I'm not 100% sold yet.
Sure. All right, moving on to my third one. And this is one we've talked about before. And a lot of people, when they hear bring it back, is the Golden Sun series. Specifically on the Game Boy is the ones that a lot of people hold highly, and then the DS ones I've heard are fun, but they don't give that that punch that the Game Boy games brought. But you know, I see it in my local retro game store every time I go. Sometimes they have the box, the Golden Sun Game Boy Advance games, but I see them and I'm like, man, I hear so many good things about these games, but I don't know if I want to buy them on the Game Boy or on the DS. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather wait because I have PTSD when it comes to JRPGs and RPGs in general on those older hardware because, man, they could be grindy. We've talked about that recently. They could be difficult, and I want to enjoy it, and I feel like a lot of games that are being brought over new to newer systems, remade, remasters, they're kind of keeping in mind leveling and balancing of these sort of things when it comes to grinding and experience and stuff to kind of make it more enjoyable and more smooth, and I want that. I would rather take that, you know? So
yeah, I agree with that sentiment. Again, have not played Golden Sun. I've heard a lot about it, though. It definitely does seem like a game I think I could be interested in, but, you know, would need to experience it a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what's your third?
So my third is, I mean, this is kind of obvious. I think a lot of people know this is a series I really want to come back. Knights of the Old Republic.
Really?
You know, wow. Shocker, right? One way or another. And
yeah,
if the rumors we're hearing are true, it seems like I'm going to get my wish, but until I see something more definitive, I'm not, you know, we don't know yet for sure. It just looks likely, which is a good thing. I what can I say, man? Those games are just, when I think of Star Wars games, you know, those are the ones that come to mind. They're the best in my opinion. Even after all this time, I still think they're the best ones, you know, in all those games. And they deserve to be brought forward in a more, you know, modern era so that more people can experience it. And then they also deserve to have their story concluded, because that was something that did not get to happen with the original go around. And it was really disappointing.
That I did not know.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a Knights of the Old Republic 3 that just didn't happen. And they tried to roll a lot of elements of that into the Old Republic, the MMO. It just didn't work as well, you know?
Very interesting. Yeah, I had no idea. So that, yeah, I'm sure fans are really wanting something to kind of give a conclusion if they go that route, you know?
It would be nice. Now, I don't know that's what they're going to do with it.
Right.
I mean, I know what I would want done with this franchise, but... And that's probably a conversation for another time. But yeah, I just think it would be so interesting to finally get to know, you know, the full conclusion of this as it was intended. Now, the question is, with the Old Republic being out there now, are they going to go back and fit it within that? Or are they just going to disregard the Old Republic? That's what I would prefer they do, and just tell the story they want to tell. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see, just to see that first trailer, if and when that comes, and just to see, just to get a glimpse.
So, that'd be awesome. Just drop it at E3.
Ooh, that'd be quick, but E3 2022?
Well, the rumor that I've heard is that they've been potentially working on this since 2019, so...
Oh, I did not know that, so there is a possibility.
If that rumor is accurate, you could see something, you know?
And we've talked about it earlier this year. I attempted to play the original Knights of the Old Republic on the original Xbox, and I couldn't get into it, mainly because of it just did seem outdated graphically, and it was kind of slow. And I think and that's not something I would just want to disregard and put it back on the shelf. I want to explore this world, get to know it better. I think this will give me an opportunity to do so.
I agree. I think it definitely would.
All right, so the fourth one for me is a bit of an interesting one, but I'm surprised I'm even having to talk about it, that it's only been done once, and that's a 3D Donkey Kong game. Now, if you've been listening, you know I've dropped Donkey Kong 64 from my backlog. I played 30 minutes of it back in 2018 or 2019, but really have not attempted to. I'm going to play this game from start to finish, mainly because I realized those older N64 games, I love them for what they are, but they really are hard for me to get into. With that being said, the 40th anniversary for Donkey Kong is coming up this year, and that's big. 40, that is huge. So, hey, I mean, that was one of my predictions earlier this year, is a new Donkey Kong game. Will that be a 3D game? I don't know. Do I want it to be? Absolutely. That'd be great. But, and that's the thing, too. I like Donkey Kong as a character. Love that they, you know, Donkey Kong has its own series. But I'm not a big 2D platformer person. I mean, I keep saying that. And that's all that this, you know, Donkey Kong games are. Except for Donkey Kong 64, which, from what I've seen and from what I played and from what I've heard, is, you know, cool for what it is. And a lot of people really do love it. You know, remaster it or just make, you know, a brand new, you know, new Donkey Kongs, you know, Super Donkey Kong or something for the Switch or something like they always do with the naming. But, you know,
yeah,
give us one.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, Donkey Kong doesn't really get a lot of rep, you know. He gets like the country games and those are okay and all. I know a lot of people like them, but I'm like you, I'm not a 2D platformer kind of a guy. If there was one I would play, it'd probably be 64, but I don't really want to go back and play, you know, that. I wish it had like a DS version, like Super Mario 64 DS does.
True.
But yeah, there's definitely more that could be done, you know, with this character as a whole. And I think a 3D game would lend itself well to Donkey Kong.
Definitely. I mean, they've done it with Wario. They've done it with Yoshi. They've done it with Mario. How many more do I need to keep listing off?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's wild. I mean, we talk a lot, I think, about just characters that Nintendo doesn't really take full advantage of. And, I mean, this list is kind of like a good place to kind of sum up a lot of the characters that they don't take advantage of.
for sure. And I'll be honest, with a lot of these, especially a 3D Donkey Kong game, I think we will get eventually.
Hopefully,
it's one of those things you never know. But in terms of just assuming based off of realism, which again, Nintendo, it does it always base their, their conclusions and their choices off of that. But I don't see why not. And I have hope. I think there will be a 3D Donkey Kong game somewhere now in the near future. I would like to think so. That I don't know. I mean, 5 years from now, 45th anniversary, 10 years from now, the 50th. I think by that time, there's going to be a 3D Donkey Kong game. And I think it might actually be good. I have no idea. Can't wait to see.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So my next one, go ahead and talk about another just franchise that Nintendo is kind of woefully ignoring for some reason, or just constantly trying to reinvent the wheel on, Star Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the most recent one. Like, of all the games we got on our list, it's probably the most recent release, because I know the most recent game was like 2017. But I mean, Star Fox seems like it's pretty much just kind of being shoved in a corner right now. It's sort of like Fox kind of gets a lot treated like Captain Falcon a lot, where it's like, yeah, it's Fox and Captain Falcon from Smash Brothers, and not from, whatever their actual games are.
Their actual games.
Yeah. I don't know why things have to change so much constantly. You had really good games with 64 and Assault and
Adventures, which I'm interested in. It was Adventure,
yeah. And like, you had good games there. So, and not everybody enjoyed it. I liked Star Fox Command, the one on the DS. I thought it was a really good one. And it kind of took to some interesting routes, because like, you had route splits where you could control certain characters and you couldn't have some other characters, and it affected the endings you get. And a lot of those endings kind of left like the Star Fox universe in kind of an interesting place. But nothing really has been referenced from that since. And so, yeah, I don't know what their plans are. I'd love to see them, at the least just kind of bring those GameCube ones just to the Switch, just to show that there is still an interest in the franchise.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack for me for that one too. And I realized they, other than Super Mario Sunshine with the 3D All-Stars collection, they have not touched the GameCube library. And I'm wondering if I don't know if we're there yet. I think we're approaching that generation where they start maybe porting some of these or remaking these, maybe. I don't know. They just, like, it's untouched, and that is a gold mine right there.
Yeah, we're past the point, and it's not like you can say something like Nintendo doesn't like to make money or anything, because we know that's not the case. Right. But they're leaving a lot of money on the table just by letting these games kind of wither on the vine over there. And it's real easy just to I wouldn't say it's easy, but last week we said, hey, give us an online function for Super Mario Party. And then they did it, like, finally after 2 years. So, like, I mean, like, it's clear, like, they have these ideas to make things better and to pull in stuff that should be in the first place. So I don't know why they're not doing it with the GameCube.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is, like, you don't have to, but for something like Nintendo, which they do have variety in their genres. I mean, again, we talk about F-Zero, but it's been since the GameCube. We talk about, like a Star Fox. That's its own genre. Like, you've got the Zeldas and the Marios, but it would benefit so much if you had a variety of first-party genres that are different. And Star Fox brings that to the table. Mm-hmm. F-Zero brings that to the table. You have these series, and just variety, I think, is needed. In a sense, and at the same sense, I mean, the Switch is selling phenomenally without these, so it's not right. Like it's needed in that sense, but I think variety is a good thing, and to bring, like, Star Fox over, that's a genre I don't really play, I don't play these, like, spaceship shooters, but I want to get into it, and this is an opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a really interesting twist, at least 64 was on the, like, the on-rail shooters and whatnot. Yeah, right. I think they're good. I think they should come back, man. I don't get it, but
And it's one of those things, especially with Star Fox. I mean, you know, it was released on the Wii U. I think we'll see probably soon, maybe in the Switch's life cycle, another Star Fox game, whether it is a port or whether it's a new one. I think a lot, let's talk about it. Wario, it's in the Mario universe. We're talking about Donkey Kong. In the Mario universe, Star Fox is a game that has been sprinkled all throughout the Nintendo's life cycle. These games make Nintendo money. These games are central and foundational to Nintendo. There will be another one. When, what it looks like, we don't know, but we want them back, you know?
Right. Yeah, 100% agree.
So the fifth game on my list is even more of an interesting one. We have not really talked about this series or this game, which is interesting mainly because I have not really played it. I've only seen gameplay of it. But Beautiful Joe.
Yes.
Beautiful Joe. Capcom. A lot of people want this guy in Smash for reasons that are probably obvious. That'd be cool. But, you know, other than the fact that Beautiful Joe is a very intriguing character, very intriguing concept, and the artwork is phenomenal, but it's been laid to rest on the PS2. It hasn't seen the light of day since.
Yeah, you know, you get the first game, and then there's a sequel to it. And yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. The games have always looked very interesting to me. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess the demand wasn't there at the time. I don't know if, you know, maybe the demand is there now. I think it would be really interesting to see it come back. And, you know, you see what you can do with it in a modern era.
For sure. And now, I'm confident all the ones we've talked about thus far will be coming back. This one they could leave.
Yeah, this one maybe not, but...
And, you know, I have no idea with this one. I'm not too confident on this one.
I think it would be interesting. I don't know... I mean, again, I don't think you need to, like, reinvent, you know... You don't need to have a grand idea to bring this one back. I think you just need to just, you know, shape it up to be a more modern game, and then you can go from there. But yeah, we'll see if that happens. I think it would be neat to see it happen. Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, we shall definitely see. And with all of these, E3 is coming around the corner. You know, we still have tons of announcements, I'm sure, from everyone. Hey, we might get lucky with this, you know, like the Mario Party update. We might get lucky and see something we've been chanting and wanting brought back out of nowhere. It happens. Happened with Pokemon Snap, like I keep saying. So we shall see. Speaking of that, what's your fifth and final one?
So my last one is Sims spinoff games.
Which I never would have thought that would have came out of your mouth to actually champion for, but... If you have experience with it, there you go.
See, I don't talk about it too much, but I really do enjoy, like, the Sims franchise. I have a lot of fun with it. I don't play it all the time, but whenever I do sit down, I usually get sucked in for a good while.
Right.
But, I mean, like Sims Busting Out, Herb, Sims in the City. I remember there was, like, I played it on the Wii, I think. There was, like, an island one. That was more just a spinoff of Sims 2. But, you know, still counts in that, in, you know, kind of that sense. I think there should be more of those, man. They're fun. They're good little, like, just a unique twist on the franchise. Now, nowadays, they seem to just be focused on, like, expansion passes for Sims 4 and maybe Sims City. I don't follow that one as much, so I can't say for sure. But, yeah, I mean, there should be more of them, man. They're a lot of fun.
So, I've played a Sims game, I'm sure, at some point in time. Don't have a whole lot of experience, but the issue with me... is getting sucked in.
Okay.
This is the kind of game, like, in theory, I would love. Like, I love the idea of, like, creating my own virtual life and house and decorating and living my life. Like, that's all me. I mean, I'm a type A person and, like a analytical person. I like to create and organize how I want and shape and form things. That's what you do. But that's the issue. I know if I, like, jump into Sims 4, you won't see me. I'm not completing another game. Like, I'll be invested. And the issue, too, is kind of like Animal Crossing. You get so invested and you take that break. And days go by, maybe a month or two. And you're like, man, I don't really want to go back.
See, the difference between Animal Crossing and Sims games for me, Sims games don't make me feel bad for taking breaks from them.
Right.
Animal Crossing, I actively fear going back to my island right now because I haven't played in like over a year.
Yeah.
I'm really scared to go and see what happened. So your issue, this is interesting. I wasn't expecting when you said this. Your issue is that you would like it too much, like if you played sim games.
Very similar to Call of Duty. Like, okay. I'm a big Call of Duty online, you know, player and fan. Once I get sucked in, man, I'm not playing anything else. I have no desire to, because this is, you get immediate, like, you know, Call of Duty and Sims are two different things. But, you know, for Call of Duty, it's the fast-paced gratification. You know, you put the, you know, take the disc out for Call of Duty and put in a JRPG. Two completely different things. And all of a sudden, I'm bored within a minute of playing a JRPG, whereas before, I had the patience. I had the desire to explore. Same with Sims, where it's like, man, you get fully invested and it's, you know, there you go. Like, I really like it. But then you realize, man, I don't want to think. I don't want to play maybe in like a platformer or a JRPG where I have to think and fight. I just want to do. I just want to live. And I just want to, you know. Yeah,
it's a great like series just for like turning your brain off, having fun, or like creating unique storylines within the game and whatnot. Yes. It's always fun just kind of do that stuff. I always find myself what I do is like I'll sit down and I'll play legitimately for like a while, and then I always find myself like just turning the cheat codes on and giving myself like infinite money and whatnot. Just getting silly with it, because that's when it gets like peak for me, is whenever things start getting outrageous in it.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean they're just good games, you know.
Sims is probably, I think, one of, there's a statistic out there, but it's a very successful.
Oh yeah, huge series. Successful.
I can't even imagine how much money that those games have brought in. And it's a fantastic idea. Come on, a life sim.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's actually pretty funny when you think about it. You know, like, one of the most successful franchises in the world is a series centered around simulating everyday life. Now, they've gotten more ridiculous over the years. But,
right.
But ultimately, at the core, you know, that's what the game is.
Which, if... Go ahead and give the flowers to Sims. All these simulator games that are coming out now, they're based off of one game,
yes.
And it's called The Sims.
100%,
now,
yeah.
The other reason why I can't dive deep into The Sims games is because I will play it creating this life of a virtual person, only to realize I've just wasted my own life creating someone else's. That means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no,
you
but
know?
You see, if you give them your name, then you just created a new life for yourself, you know?
Yeah, only if like these things existed, like you speak it into existence, so you create this life and actually becomes like your life in reality. Yeah, I wish.
Oh, like what, Sims in VR, when you actually get to live this life you've created?
No, can't do it. No, they're successful for a reason. I enjoy them, though I have not played them. In theory, I love these kind of games. But, you know, you kind of have to draw the line and know what's best for you, and, well, that's one of them.
Right.
So, last game for me is a unique one, and I've talked about it a tad bit, but every time I go into my local retro game store, they have a few copies of this expensive GameCube game, which is a remake off of a Dreamcast title called Skies of Arcadia, which is a JRPG that I know from the GameCube. Very expensive GameCube title. Imagine that. No surprise there. But it's a remake that got ported over to the GameCube. Kind of got a definitive edition of sorts. But it's a JRPG, which kind of, it's basically Sky Pirates is the setting, which really intrigues me. I love pirates. You know, just the thought of like these sky pirates in the sky and stuff. You know, it's very interesting. Looks great, and it's a JRPG that I would like to check out. I see it all the time, and I would love to see it brought back, ported, remake, remastered, sequel. I don't know. I want to check it out.
It definitely looks interesting. It seems to be based off like Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest and whatnot. And
yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's a good thing to be based off of. Like, that's for sure.
Sure.
So
for sure. Now, will we ever see this? That I have the least confidence over. But
so for placing bets, you think we see a beautiful Joe like coming back before we see Skies of Arcadia coming back?
Absolutely. And if I had to place my bets on my list.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, this will be fun. If I had to place my bets on this list, definitely going with the Donkey Kong game. The issue for me is the 3D portion of that. We're going to see a new Donkey Kong game. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it'll be 3D, but I'll place my bets first and foremost on the 3D Donkey Kong game. Secondly, I'm probably going to bet on F-Zero. Oddly enough. Mainly because we have confirmation that, well, it's not dead. It just needs a grand idea.
Right.
I just think that'll... It's been a while. I think you can see that coming back. Wario World is too niche of a... Mm-hmm. Too much of an oddity to really see brought back. I think maybe in the future. I just don't... You know, F-Zero will definitely come before that one.
Right.
Golden Sun, I'll probably place that under Beautiful Joe, actually.
So, yeah, I could see that, yeah. For me, I mean, just thinking about it, the most likely one I see, obviously, is going to be Knights of the Old Republic, because we're already hearing a ton about it. Yeah, after that, Metal Gear, because we're starting to hear some rumblings of that. But after that, man.
Oh, boy.
Sims spinoff games seem more likely than...
I think so.
Than, like, Left 4 Dead or Star Fox.
Yeah.
Now, well, the question is, which one is more likely, Star Fox or Left 4 Dead?
I think Star Fox too. I think a tough one to be a new Star Fox or Sims spinoff.
I think Sims spinoff is more likely.
I think so too. But at the same time, man, I really have confidence in a Star Fox. Now, are we talking port remake or are you talking about brand new,
title? Just a new game in the franchise.
Yeah, that we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. See. Like, I don't know that they'll do it. You know, I feel like
ever.
I mean, at some point, maybe, but I feel like they've kind of got, like, I feel like they think they've gotten burned by it, you know? And they're, like, they're iffy to bring it back. At least that's how I kind of am viewing it as an outsider.
As an outsider with limited knowledge, I view it as, because, I mean, we clearly see that Nintendo realized, the Wii U is terrible, and it's not terrible as a console, it just did terribly. Business-wise, this is why we're seeing all these ports come over. I think so. I wouldn't dismiss Star Fox. You know, you got the brand new title over on the Wii U. I don't think they're like, man, Star Fox is just not doing well. No, I think they know the Wii U is just not doing well. That's why the Star Fox didn't do well. Which means, in my mind, I don't think they've dismissed it entirely. We'll see. So. This has been our list, and we're curious to see what titles and games and series you want brought back. Let us know in the comments, let us know in the messaging, and just, we want to hear from you guys. I'm very curious what other games that have not seen the light of day in 10, 20, 30 years that you want to see brought back. Let us know. Thank you for listening to this episode 20, Games We Want Revived. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at PYW Podcast, Instagram at The PYW Podcast, and Twitch at Playing Your Way. We'll see you next week.
See you.